called mantra meditation. It's a very simple process of yoga that even a child can actually perform. Meditation is not actually a very vague thing. Meditation simply means to concentrate on something. Every one of us is meditating actually at every moment. Either we're meditating on our car. It's like I saw one person, he was shining his car for hours and hours. And then after taking it for a drive, he got in a wreck. And he jumped out of the car and says, "You hit me." So I looked at him, he wasn't hit at all. His car was hit, but he wasn't hit at all. But because he'd been meditating on that car for so long, he actually identified with it. And he had this horrible look on his face as if something had actually hit him. This is the attachment that's created by meditation. We meditate on our car and we get attached to it. We meditate on our wife, we become attached to her. Our husband, become attached to him. We meditate on our children, we become attached to them. We meditate on our bicycle, become attached to that. Our instrument, become attached to that. In this way, everyone is meditating actually at every moment on something. And that's how we develop our attachments. According to what we meditate on, that's what we become attached to. So in yoga, the idea is to meditate on that which will not cause us frustration. If you're going to meditate on your car, then naturally you're going to get frustrated because your car is going to get wrecked today or tomorrow. See, and if you develop too much attachment for it, then it causes you a great deal of suffering. Similarly, meditation on your wife or husband, that may be very nice, but that's also a cause of frustration. Because ultimately your husband's body is going to die, your wife's body is going to die, and we'll lament, we'll cry over that lost relationship. So in yoga, we're looking for that relationship which is not limited, which will not become a cause of frustration in a few years or a few moments. And that's actually what this meditation is. This sound vibration that you hear us chanting is a very powerful mantra, a very powerful formula of sound, which fixes our mind on the unlimited pleasure within. And this chanting, this meditation, can go on anywhere in any circumstance. Just like even, you suppose one of us gets arrested and put in jail. We know the art of how to keep our consciousness fixed by this simple chanting process, even in a jail. So it doesn't matter what happens to this material body, either externally or internally, we realize our unlimited happiness within by this meditation, and therefore remain undisturbed in all external circumstances. This is one of the beautiful results of practicing yoga, that you're no longer disturbed by temporary flickering changes of this mundane world. This world is changing, just like this civilization, America. It's been very nice, but we all know it's on its way out. It can't maintain, just like no other materialistic civilization has maintained for over 200, 300 years. And this one's already been going on for practically that long. Therefore, we can understand there's not much time left for it. And because of that, so many people are lamenting, oh, America is falling apart, oh, the economy is falling apart, this and that. Because we're meditating on our nationalism, I'm American, or I'm Indian, or I'm Russian, or I'm German, or I'm English, because we meditate on these things, we become attached to them, and then we have to lament over the destruction. But if we'd actually meditate on ourselves instead of meditating on all these external objects, we'd never become frustrated. If we'd simply meditate on the reality of our own consciousness, our own being, then there'd never be a cause for frustration in our entire existence. Because actually, I'm not this body. This body is just like a vehicle, just like suppose you're driving in a black or white car, pretty or ugly car, young or old car, American or Indian car. You know you're not the car, you're the driver of the car. Similarly, this body is like that. You have to put something in it to make it run. When it gets wrecked, you take it to the body shop, right, to have it fixed. And finally, you have to get out of it, just like you get out of your car and you get into another one. Similarly, you get out of this body when it gets old and useless, and you get into another one or whatever you like. This is yoga. This is understanding reality. That my consciousness is not this body. My consciousness is much more beautiful than a bunch of bones, mucus, air, bile, etc. Nobody wants a bunch of chemicals. See what I mean? But if there's consciousness in a bunch of chemicals, then we think, oh, this is my husband, this is my wife, this is my child. Love is generated because of consciousness. If there were no consciousness in this body, no one would love it at all. You see, it would simply be a bulk of chemicals. So consciousness is the beautiful thing that attracts us to one another. And that consciousness is what our real identity is. And we can develop that consciousness. That is yoga. And this is our invitation. This is what our festival is all about. For the next 2 days, we'll be out here in the afternoon for an hour and a half or so, starting at about 11 o'clock, 11:30, and we'll be chanting, talking about the process of yoga, answering questions about karma, action and reaction, about reincarnation. If you have any of these questions in your mind, or you're actually curious about what I am, and identifying with yourself instead of all these external designations, black, white, young, old, American, Indian, Christian, Jew, if you'd actually like to find out what you are beyond these limitations, our simple invitation is that you meditate on it. Chant these vibrations with us. Allow your consciousness to travel on this wave of sound within yourself. Feel some real beautiful happiness that'll never end. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We'll chant a little more. If you have any questions, some of my brothers are walking around. You can ask them.
Partners? 10 minutes to one, Raj. But you don't have to stop. You could keep these many people here until at least 3 or 4. As they get out of class, they don't have anything else to do after 1 o'clock classes.
Jeez. Let's see what's right here.